Our column moved stealthily and stalkingly through the darkness until we came to the hole under the fence. There I called a halt and passed on the orders with hand signals. We would dive into the hole and burrow through to the other side, and Drover would go first. Oh, he moaned and cried over that, but my heart had grown as cold as a block of ice. See, I had every reason to suppose that if I went first, Drover would highball it straight to the machine shed, where he would cower in the shadows until daylight. He crept into the hole, then stopped.
Hank, it's awfully dark in here.
What did you expect? Turn on the lights. Hurry up.
There aren't any lights, and what if that thing eats me?
You'll get a special award for bravery, and he'll get indigestion. Hurry up. At last, the little slacker wiggled his way into the garden. I dived into the hole and, found that it was too small for my enormous body. I crawled out and launched myself into a furious digging procedure, and we're talking about claws that were throwing up boulders and huge gobs of dirt. Drover waited on the other side, his teeth clacking in fear.
Hank, hurry up! I can see that thing, and he looks hungry.
Drover, I'm digging as fast as I can. If you get impatient, just go whip him yourself.
I think I'll pass on that, but maybe you could just jump over the fence.
What? I can't hear you over the roar of all this machinery.
I said jump the fence. It might be quicker.
Suddenly, a new plan leaped into my mind. I backed my digging equipment out of the hole and shook the dirt off my coat. Drover, this is taking too long. I'm going to revise our strategy and try to jump the fence.
Gosh, I never would have thought of that.
Stand back, son. Here come the Marines. I loosened up the enormous jumping muscles in my shoulders and hind legs, went into the deep crouch position, and launched myself into the air. Boy, you should have seen it. I cleared the top wire by a good 6 inches and executed a smooth... Tomato plants? I executed a smooth landing in the middle of some of the tomato plants Sally Mae had set out only days before. But I knew she would understand. In serious combat situations, we expect a few casualties in the tomato department. So it was no big deal, no tragedy, nothing that we hadn't factored into our 3 tomato plants. Broke them smooth off. Well, that was sad, but we had work to do.